the money magnet. So the money magnet is basically a term I created that means the more deals you do, the more better you get in the flipping business, the more you're going to start attracting more and more money. Because if you're constantly looking for deals, you're gaining experience, you're training yourself to be this money magnet. So you start seeing more opportunities, you start seeing more profit potentials. Basically, if you're looking for it, you're going to find it. So if I were to tell you to right now, for the next 10 seconds, look around you and look for everything that's the color red. So look at every object. Just look around right now and look for every little thing you see. Whatever is red, just, you know, point it out and just keep looking around. Look for everything you see that's the color red. So keep looking. And once you do that, I want you to close your eyes right now. Now try and think of everything that you saw that was the color green. Now, you're not going to be able to recall anything because you were consciously looking only for the color red. You're looking for items that had red. So same thing with the money magnet. Basically, if you're constantly looking for deals consciously, it's going to slowly tap into your subconscious mind and you will automatically, eventually you'll get to a point where you'll automatically start seeing deals and profit potentials and opportunity everywhere. And it's awesome because once you can develop that, it's basically like you've got your subconscious mind working for you. So in the beginning stages, it takes a little more conscious effort, but as you gain more experience and speed at basically jumping on the small deals, you start to stockpile energy and leverage that can grow your business. It'll basically take you to that next level. So you create that energy and you leverage it, and that's what's going to take you to the next level. Now, during all this, you're also developing and refining your business systems and routines to prepare you for just making you more money, for expanding and growing. So basically, you know, you might even not realize it, but you are programming your mind with everything that's going on to be a better business person and slowly develop and fine-tune these little systems and routines to help make things more streamlined. So for example, maybe when you start out, you'll be like, okay, it's Saturday, I'm going to go look for some deals, I'm going to jump on Craigslist, I'm going to try and apply what I learned in the blueprint, and let's try and do this. But eventually, once you do it more and more, you might find yourself starting to realize things. Like, for example, you're like, okay, I know that on Saturdays, it's better to look early in the morning before 9 a.m. because that's when the deals are there. Or I've realized that on weekdays, the thrift stores are not crowded and they've got awesome selection because most people hit up the thrift stores only on weekends. Or you might, you know, realize that, okay, I've realized that if I post everything on Saturday morning, everything sells by, you know, between Saturday and Sunday. Or basically small types of things like that, that completely add up, that take your business to another level. So for example, for me, I didn't just get to, when I made $32,100 in 1 year, I didn't just get to that overnight. It was a buildup of new little things I learned and new, just basically streamlining the whole thing. And that's how I was eventually, one day I look at my tracking spreadsheet and I'm like, holy smokes, I made $2,700 this month, or I made $2,800 this month. How did I do it? And then you start to backtrack and see what you did. And you're like, okay, wow, I realized that once I started flipping items like furniture, the profits were huge. Or once I started using the truck, I noticed I would make more money, or this and that. So basically, that's what I describe as the money magnet. If you're starting out and you're feeling not confident about it, just keep going. Because even if your profit is smaller in the beginning, you might not realize it, but you're learning more than you think. You're taking in tips and all sorts of different key insights that eventually is going to allow you to streamline your business and make more money. So it's all going to pay off. So while you continue to progress and get better and make even more money than before, basically the stockpile of skills, knowledge, techniques, leverage, and energy you've built, all these deals you've made, you've built this new energy, and it gives you something to stand on so you can reach premium profits. I'm talking about this new level of creativity and skill sets where you can find opportunity for giant profits. So maybe you'll see something and realize, oh my God, I can make $700, $1,000, you know, $1,500. Your confidence increases and your thinking expands. So you're more confident in making bigger deals and even realize, you know, finding opportunities and stuff. Second thing is, yeah, you're ready to hit larger deals and bigger flips, basically boosting your profit margins. So maybe starting out, you find yourself having to flip 10 different things to make $100. But as you get better, you'll be able to make $100 with one flip, with one item, basically boosting your profit margins. So that means if you flip 10 things at $20 profits, or if you flip five items at $20 profits, or if you flip five things at $100 profits, you make $500. So basically, you're scaling your business in a way that you're still using the same amount of effort, time, and energy. And that's the cool thing about flipping, is you can continue to do that and grow while using the same skill set, basically. It's just you're scaling it on a bigger scale. Another thing I want to mention that's awesome that ties into the whole money magnet is that throughout all of this, throughout all these deals and effort and time and energy, your negotiation skills become more refined. So basically that is going to equip you for serious deals on, you know, things like vehicles or, you know, even things like real estate. So basically your negotiation skills are going to get to this new level that will make you more money, get you more deals, and allow you to have your way more often. Because at the end of the day, negotiation simply comes down to knowing how humans operate, knowing the formula to what goes into, you know, negotiating with someone. So you want to have your way, but you have to remember that it's not all about you. So you have to show them how they can benefit from your proposition as well. And you can completely get creative with it. You know, don't think it has to do only with money. You can barter, you can trade. The point is, the more deals you do, the more negotiation you do, the more you're going to slowly learn and be able to predict what people are going to do. Once you develop the ability to predict what people are going to do, then that gets you to this whole new level of power when it comes to deals and business. Because the ability to predict the future, the ability to know what people are thinking and what they're going to do and how you can tailor your offer to them so that they accept is going to make you thousands and thousands of dollars. So that's another part that ties into the money magnet persona and mindset that you're going to develop. So moving from Craigslist general goods to eBay collectibles. So basically, if your passion lies in, for example, something specific, like vintage items from toys to clothes to antiques or even rare sports cards, you've now developed your knowledge and can take on, you know, more deals. So for example, let's say you've been flipping things for a couple months or a couple years and you reach a level where you've gotten so good at multiple different niches or you've got so familiar with so many different categories that you find yet another sweet spot. So basically in flipping, when you start out, it's recommended to start out in a specific niche or category, meaning something you know a lot about or something you're very knowledgeable about. For me, it was Yamaha keyboards. That was kind of my starting point, how I started flipping things. But then what you want to do is you want to expand your niches. You want to jump into different markets. So appliances, cars, maybe just as many different things as you can. But then once you basically go through all that, sometimes people like to, they've reached this whole new level of flipping that they go back to sticking with one niche, but then they completely explode on that one niche. And that's the difference between the newbie flipper who starts with one niche and the professional or the expert flipper who goes back to one niche, but is making some serious money from it. So it could be antiques or, you know, rare baseball cards or whatever it is. They're able to go back to it and completely monetize it like crazy. So as your money magnet draws more money to you, it'll also bring you even more experience, which is another building block to turn your hobby into independence if you want it. So that basically means you get to a level where you're so skilled in what you can do. Your skill sets have become so developed that if you wanted to, you can have complete freedom, meaning you don't have to work, or you could quit your job because you can make a living completely just from flipping things, which is really awesome. I recently quit my full-time job, and I'm able to do that. And it's really one of the most awesomest, you know, highly emotional experiences you can have.